Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And I have Carl Parnell in the house with me today from Homeowners Financial Group.
Well, thank you, Anita. Good to see you today.
Great to see you.
Thanks for letting me come in and talk to my Jacksonville homies here.
Yes. Yes. You are homegrown.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. History.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky when you've been here so long and then your grandparents and great-grandparents tell you stuff. So,
well, that's
so
true.
I'm just carrying on the tradition that was given to me from my elders.
That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we have lots to discuss today because, as most of you are aware, the market is absolutely crazy. And so we're going to discuss why that is. And we have some DIY stuff for you that is under $50, and 12 things longtime Floridians wish newcomers would know, and so we're going to share all that information with you this hour, and
well, Carl will confirm that,
and yes. Carl will confirm that.
There's a lot to know.
For sure. And so what is new with you and with your business, Carl?
Well, what we're seeing is right now the mortgage business is great. Rates are creeping. So if some of you are sitting on the fence out there and say rates are going to get lower.
Creeping or creepy?
Yeah. No. Well, they're getting a little creepy too. But yeah, they're moving in the wrong direction is basically the gist of it. Because what we're seeing is particularly after the stimulus package was passed, the money is becoming more and more scarce. Government's borrowing so much, so it's putting pressure on the markets now to charge more interest to get more investors to purchase mortgage revenue bonds, the money that backs up all mortgages. So there's a market out there where they buy and sell them to investors. Investors are trying to get more money. And so when you see treasuries go up in value, it also helps push the mortgage market up in interest rates, because they have to compete against other investment vehicles. So that's what we're seeing. So I've seen as much as 0.25% to 0.5% based on credit score and the type of loan you're doing. So it's important now to get in before they get worse.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, well, we're Homeowners Financial Group. We're based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, but we have an office here in Jacksonville and got a great team of folks I work with. We've all been in the industry for decades, plural. We've sat down and calculated, we all have a total combined about 380 years of experience. So when you think of that, some of our players have had 50 years, I've had over 30 years experience. So it's a great team with a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and we have a vast array of products. So usually when somebody asks me something unusual, can you do this? I always say, let me get back to you and check, because we have over 270 products. So you can't memorize all of them, but I can go back and look them up and see.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's great.
So it's everything from the first-time home buyer, jumbo buyer, commercial lending, lot loans, you name it, down payment assistance. So there's a lot out there that we do. And that's one of the reasons why I stay with this company. They have a lot of products, a lot of tools to help people. And it's a great job. We get to help people change their lives for the better, and we get paid to do it. So not a bad gig.
Yeah, we've known each other for quite a while now.
Yes, ma'am.
Ever since I landed here in Florida.
Oh, yes. That's, you were in another part of town with an undisclosed other company.
Yes.
But yes, you went back in and she came in here strong and has done very well here in Florida. So
yes, I don't mind mentioning the other company. That was Watson Realty Corp. And yeah. I love Mr. Watson.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I've known him for a lot of years.
Great company and just great people that work there. In fact, one of my mentors to this day is Sandy Wagner out of the Intercoastal office.
Oh, yeah.
And
Sandy, yeah.
Yep, we'll have lunch, and she still gives me tips
she's a good one.
She is. Yeah. Good people. I was very grateful to be part of them. They helped me become what I am today. So
well, my family has known the Watsons since 1960, and I came into a marriage and I wasn't even in the real estate business yet or mortgage business. I was doing other financial services and knew this guy that was friends of my in-laws. You know, that's all I knew about him.
Right.
And then I met one of his former employers, and he said the cutest thing to me. I said, well, you know, this was Mr. Watson's 20th anniversary. And I said, you know, there's all this stuff in the press. What do you think? I understand you used to work together. He said, no, he worked for me. And I said, well, what happened? He said, well, this crazy kid came out of college with all these ideas about marketing real estate, and I didn't want to do all that kind of stuff. And I guess I should have listened to him. And there was a Mr. Grange way back when, and together in the 50s and the 60s. And so Mr. Watson went his direction, and he concentrated on real estate. Now the rest is history.
Right. And there's not too many of us that did not start with them.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of like back at home. I started with First Team Real Estate, which is just like Watson. You know, it's independently owned. And so, you know, when I came here, that's where everyone told me to start off with, yeah, since I came from another state and had to learn not only I had to learn how real estate is done here, because believe it or not, it's not the same.
No, it's there's
from
customs.
From state to state, it's different. And so I just had to learn. The biggest thing I think I had to learn was how to slow down.
Yeah, we're a little different here in North Florida. We're not New York. We're not California. We're a little more closer to Mayberry than we are to Manhattan.
You know? Exactly.
So it's a great pace. Hopefully you've slowed down and are learning
to slow down. I have. It's still a learning process for me, because I think my whole family runs 100 miles a minute.
Yeah.
But when I know that I've slowed down when I go home. Because everybody beeps their horn at me, and then everybody's going, come on, you know? It's like, so I guess I have slowed down, but I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot with the different companies that I have worked for.
Right.
And grateful to each and every one of them, because, you know, when I opened my own with Realty Executives, it just gives me that much more of an edge.
Right,
you
know what's expected, so you can try to rise to the level of your competition and hopefully surpass it.
Yeah, and I still have people out there that keep me accountable. You know, mm-hmm. They let me know when I'm getting, you know, too big for my britches, or
we all need that from time to time, don't we?
Yeah, and that would be Sandy Wagner, and then of course Audrey Lackey.
Yes, I know Audrey well.
Yeah, she knows when to slap me.
Well, make sure you duck, because, you know, she looks
awesome.
Like she can really make contact when she wants to.
I know. But she's always great. She'll call me, we need to have dinner.
Well, she's another one that's a local as well.
Yes, she's wonderful. People. That's one thing that we are so lucky here in Northeast Florida, that we do have such a great team of real estate agents and brokers.
And we have a great association that holds the standard of a code of ethics.
Correct.
Which
other
places...
that's the best way of saying it. You're absolutely 100% correct on that.
Yeah, people think it can be cutthroat, but there are rules, and there's people to go for remedies through the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors. So definitely something to consider when you're getting into
it. It's a tight-knit group. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I knew that when I got here. And it was a little intimidating when I was, you know, an outsider.
Right.
But, you know, in time, I think I proved myself. And
you did. Yeah.
And then they finally let me in.
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
Because some places you go and it's hard to not be an outsider, but it sounds like they welcomed you at some point.
They did. And I was very grateful for that.
My Jacksonville residents or natives are good people. We let you in as long as you behave.
Exactly. I try. I can't say I'm 100% great at that, but I do try.
And you got to watch out what you say about the South if you're from the North.
That is true. Yeah.
But that is true. Well, we have so much more. We have tips and tools about real estate. We have DIY under $50 and 12 things longtime Floridians wish newcomers knew.
All right. Well, that's easy for you to say. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate. Carl's in the house.
Hey.
We got Anita here. She's the slow lady in the fast lane because she drove a lot in Southern California, you see.
That's right.
And sometimes you can't drive over 15 miles an hour in drive time. If you're driving faster than that now, be careful.
There There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a bread house.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are live on Facebook right now at Anita Gonzalez Hiles. And we have Carl Parnell in the house.
Well, thank you, Anita. It's good to be here.
Yes. If you need a loan, you can call Carl at 904-476-5236. That's 476-5236.
Yes.
And get yourself a loan. And then once you're pre-qualified, he'll send you back over to me.
And she'll find the house. We divide and conquer. I get the money, she gets the house, and all works out.
Yes, yes. Very happy about that. Well, it's no secret. The market is absolutely insane. A lot of homes have 20-plus offers, and a lot of extra cash is being thrown. One house in particular was $70,000 over.
Wow, really?
The asking price, and they paid cash with no appraisal contingency.
Well, that makes it easier for them to do that. They don't have to deal with an appraiser.
That's right. They paid $70,000 more for the house.
Boy, they wanted to be here. Where did they come from? Do you remember?
No, it wasn't. It was just one that I saw that. Yeah, that was posted on Facebook by a real, you know.
Now, they paid cash for the entire house?
No, they paid cash for the overage.
So they paid that whole $70,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they put a nice amount down as well, but that is what we're seeing. That is very common. So it's very hard right now, and you have to be extremely patient, which is hard for buyers in general,
right?
In a regular market. And so it's so important to have a good real estate agent right now, because they need to keep you informed. They need that experience, and they need to keep you calm, because it can get very frustrating. And by the time you're on your fourth offer and they're saying no again, it's our job to try to keep you engaged.
Well, the thing to make sure of is make sure you've got a loan letter. And what I get from a lot of offers, I have listing agents call me and they'll ask the question, okay, what have you done to qualify this customer?
Exactly.
Now, I can't tell them credit scores. I can't tell them how much money they make, but they ask, have you pulled credit? Yes. Have you looked at income documents? Yes. And so your offer is based on detailed information, because there's a lot of lenders, particularly the internet ones, that will, you say you make this much and they give you a letter and it's not really backed up with any fact finding. So that's something else you want to make sure that you're giving your lender documentation so that you can prove. So when that seller listing agent calls up and says, hey, I got a letter here from you and I'm considering the offer, what can you tell me? And we can tell them, yes, we have done our due diligence to make sure that you can qualify, because that's important when they're considering
it. Is and I know that for my buyers, I require them to have all their documents ready and submitted in. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we'll do a buyer consultation. And so with that is they have to bring all their documents with them.
Okay.
And so normally we'll have them sit down with someone like yourself, or we'll scan them. Mm-hmm. And so they can get them sent over. It's so important not just to make a phone call and get pre-qualified, but it's sending the information and being ready to go. And because if you're not, right now it's going to cost you that home.
Yeah, there's many of people that say, well, I've found this house, I'll get to it tomorrow, I'll get to it this weekend when I have a moment. And they're very disappointed to find out. So you've got to be ready to jump and run at a moment's notice.
Yeah, you've got to be ready. And if you're just thinking, I'm going to go out there and take a feel for it and see what's out there, this is not the market for it.
No.
We don't have time for that.
Yeah, and it's not that we're being rude or impatient with the customer. We just know the market, that you have to move quickly
there
or you'll lose.
There are 1,500 homes in Northeast Florida. Mm-hmm. That's it. We normally have between 9,000 and 10,000 homes on the market. We have 1,500 throughout the city. So if you spread that around, and let's say that you're looking in the intercoastal area, the 32224, which is a very popular, there might only be 3 homes for sale.
Yes.
There might be 5 homes for sale.
Wow.
And you have a lot of people that are fighting for those homes. So,
because they're still relatively affordable, correct?
Yes.
I mean, even though
they're very affordable,
everybody's paying, it sounds like everybody's paying over list.
Yeah.
And, is it a different situation, say, because I noticed something the other day that one of the new Jaguars staff and his wife purchased, I guess, one of the biggest real estate deals, about over $9 million, 9.8.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they bought it from me.
But that's on Ponte Vedra Boulevard. Now, those homes that are there, which I go down that way towards Volano Beach occasionally, and there's a lot of new homes being built there, you know, relatively
and
speaking.
And he was in multiple offer situation.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I was going to get to was, do you still have that in that situation where you're
talking
about the high end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, you absolutely do, because there's there's no homes to be sold, oceanfront homes. Apparently, if one goes on the market right now, everybody from everywhere is fighting for that one home.
And apparently, so even the people and the people that were originally building it decided they wanted something else, so they put it on the market, and then it probably became hot commodity, didn't it?
It did. It did. And he, I forget what his name is, but he did pay more for that home. Yes.
Wow.
And we're seeing it also with the national builders.
That's crazy.
They are raising prices rapidly. And if you run into something such as their lender, they always usually have their own in-house lenders. If you don't qualify, but you qualify.
Which I hate.
Well, they usually send them over to me. But even if I get them qualified, they say we're not paying any assistance anymore like we used to.
Yeah,
and sometimes
not.
They won't pay the real estate agents.
Correct. Since the market is so hot, I can't say that there's a few of them that are not. But... I have, to be honest with you, all the property I have in pending right now, I believe all of them are new construction.
Right.
So it's just easier for us to just take people over there. And it's so important to still have a real estate agent. Don't go there by yourself.
Right.
You need an advocate
in your corner.
You do. And in fact, April 1st, they're pouring the slab. So... how many realtors go there for that?
Not very many.
I'm there for each stage. And not only am I there, but Wally Conway, his team is there to make sure it's done correctly. So we encourage people, especially when they're, I encourage everybody, but more so even when they're from out of state, because they're not here to make sure everything goes correctly for them.
Right.
So we encourage them to go with Home Pro, and they will be there for three different stages of the inspection period to make sure that it is done correctly. And one of them is when the slab gets poured. And so I will be there on the 1st. I might be there for part of the day or maybe half day, depending upon when they do it. And
That's a great value. I mean,
it is.
Because you really want somebody with what's usually the largest investment anybody makes. You want to be dealing with people that are watching out for you, which I know, Anita, from knowing you over these years, that's exactly what's happening. But there are some realtors that are just looking for the sale.
Right. And some clients will tell me not to do it. You know, that's fine. But I would tell you the majority of them, you know, when I mention that's what I do, you know, they're excited because I can almost probably guarantee you there's very few of us that actually do that. But I like to be there for each process. For not only that, but I get to talk to the workers out there and I get to learn a lot. And so I learn a lot about building a home.
And the site agents learn the agents that do that.
Yes.
So they'll tell their supervisors that go through the project and supervise it. They will say, okay, this is a so-and-so agent. Make sure, because you know that person's going to come by and have questions. So use different service levels based on it. And I used to be a preferred lender for a national builder, and they would talk about there in their weekly meetings with the project manager on the home. Oh, yeah, remember who this is? They're going to be out here, so make sure you're on top of things. And it makes a difference.
It does. You know, it does. Those relationships are very important with new construction. And new construction is hot. I'd rather take somebody over there. You know, there's not too many spec homes, and a spec home is that the home's already built. And every so often, I have Felix. Again, I have a good relationship with Lennar. Right. And so Felix, in fact, he texted me this weekend to let me know, here's the homes I have that fell out. And I'm sure that those lasted 5 minutes before they were taken.
And the price has changed, too, because I've actually had builders tell me that, okay, this one fell out, but we're going to raise the price. So here's what you're going to qualify him under. And I saw the original contract. Nope, that's the wrong one. We've changed the price. So they know there's value out there in these new homes, and the prices are moving up.
So. Absolutely. So it might take you a little bit longer to get into your dream home, but it's going to be a nice one.
Right.
And so it's going to be worth it. So stay tuned. We've got more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We've got more tips and tools and DIY when we come back under $50. That's a great
savings. Do-it-yourself action coming up.
I know. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. give us a call and ask your questions.
Yeah, here's your opportunity to get those questions answered. Anita and Carl be happy to entertain any question you might have. Rapid Fire Real Estate's the place right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Virginia has become the 23rd state to abolish the death penalty. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam signed the historic legislation on Wednesday. The state has had the second highest number of executions in the United States. Virginia's new Democratic majority won a years-long battle last month when both the Senate and the House of Delegates approved bills to end capital punishment. Virginia has put to death nearly 1,400 people since its days as a colony. In modern times, the state is second only to Texas in the number of executions it has carried out, with 113 since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 3 points, the NASDAQ plunged 265, the S&P 500 lower by 21, oil up 342 to $61.18 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. She showed up at her daughter's school with a boxing glove glued to her hand, and police say she used it on a student. First Coast News reports authorities are saying that last week, Edith Riddle's daughter started a fight in the cafeteria of Jacksonville's DuPont Middle School, and the mother joined in. The victim wasn't seriously hurt. Riddle's now looking at a child abuse charge. Millions more Floridians are getting vaccinated against the coronavirus than have actually had it. The state's Department of Health says that at the end of the day on Monday, just over 5 million people had received at least one shot, and of those, 2.7 million had been fully vaccinated. There have now been more than 91,000 confirmed COVID cases in Duval County. When police got there, they found a man who'd been shot near his car, which also had bullet holes in it. First Coast News reports them as saying it happened overnight on Arlington Road North in Jacksonville. The victim should be all right. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We've got some problems in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound. It looks like it's between the World Golf Village exit and State Road 16, a couple miles past the World Golf Village exit there, where they had a lot of problems this morning. So be careful in St. Johns County, I-95 southbound and northbound. Good idea right now. Also, there's an accident, I-95 northbound before Greenland Road here in the south end of the city. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low about 60.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Just think of the smell of the house after frying fish or cooking broccoli, changing the air conditioning to heat. These odors are germs. How does one eliminate this bacteria? Lamp-Bergé. Lamp-Bergé actually purifies and perfumes the air. This is not done by masking undesirable odor molecules, but by destroying them, leaving the air purified in just 20 minutes. Originally invented to kill bacteria in hospitals, these handsome lamps should be wherever germs flourish. Lamp-Bergé, available at Annabelle's of Orange Park.
Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got some DIY home improvement projects under $50. And of course, the easiest thing is to paint your front door.
Oh, yes. Now, a can of paint will do wonders.
Yes. And go with a bold color. Don't be shy. Just make sure it matches. But the picture I'm looking at is a definite orange, and it looks beautiful.
I knew it was going to be orange.
Well, you've had personal experience of painting a front door, haven't you?
I do.
That's and why it sounds familiar.
I went with a, in fact, I think it was called like California something, and it was a, kind of a peachy orange.
It had California in it. You see, yeah, YAJ, she picked that color.
Yeah, that's right. Well, California has a lot of oranges.
That's true. They do.
And a lot of wackos.
And but the most important oranges is
a lot of Dems.
No, those are not wackos. Those are called bananas.
Oh, well, I think you're probably right.
But yeah, then you have the orange and blue over here, which is a very, very stable color for you to pick.
And what do you have?
What do I have on my front door or
on
my list?
Oh, yeah. On your list.
One of them is to remove popcorn ceilings. Those have kind of fallen out of fashion.
I better go home now.
Well, that's probably not under $50, but.
Well, if you do it yourself, I've done it myself in my own bathroom, and you buy this kit and wet it down, and you take a scraper and you scrape it off. It takes a little bit of work. It's like taking off wallpaper.
Yes, and it's always best to do that before you move in.
Yeah, because it's a mess.
It is. It is messy.
Exactly. And it takes a little bit of time to do it and do it correctly. And then, of course, come with a flat ceiling and repaint it,
whatever color you like. Yep.
Another one that I've done is cabinet hardware. If you have a house that was built 30 years ago and has a different type of cabinet, you can go to your home center and pick out. If you have a significant other, make sure you get them involved so they have a choice on what you're picking. And put in new hardware that'll freshen up to clean the
hardware off. That can make a big difference, can't it?
Yes, you clean the door because after a while with your hands and oils, you get on it. So you take the doorknobs off, you clean the doors, put fresh ones on. It doesn't look exactly like new cabinetry, but it's close. It makes a real impact. Another one is people are starting to paint their red brick fireplaces.
So there's all kinds of just cool techniques you can use. Obviously, painting it white is the most common, but you can put just a little bit of white on it and kind of wipe it off, and it really will give it a nice look.
Well, there's a lime wash you can do on that brick, too, where you'll let it sit and then rub off. And if you wanted to show that distressed look where a little bit of red brick is coming in, and that's on the outside of my home. It's red brick and then lime washed, and they went back and scrubbed a little bit to make it look kind of white with a little bit of brick. Showing through, so that's kind of nice. And then walk out to your street and look at your house and see if anything that looks bad and get rid of it. Dead plants, vacant spots where there should be a plant and has died. So you want to look at that curb appeal. Anita will tell you in our business curb appeal.
Oh my God, it's everything.
When people get out of their car, they make an impression. By the time they hit the driveway, they step on it, and that's their first impression. And then another one is if you have a patio, make it look something different instead of just the plain concrete white. You can stencil it. You can have concrete paint and put little different shapes on it to make it look like stone or brick or something like that. So
that takes a little dedication depending upon how big the area is, but it looks absolutely fantastic. Right. I saw that on HGTV on one of the shows that they did because they were on a budget. They're customers were on a budget, and they did the entire patio area with stencil, and it looked extremely great.
And it's a great way to do it. And just be careful of what I've used before is sometimes you can buy some that has a little bit of sand in it so that it's not slippery, you know, like a latex that would make it slippery. Those who fall, you have to be careful of those things.
Yeah, let's not talk about falling.
But they'll put a little bit of sand in it to give it some traction when you're walking over it, particularly if you're around a pool deck or something like that. You don't want to slip and fall.
And how about installing some shiplap for an accent wall? And that looks good, too, just above the fireplace, a small area that should cost you about $50. I know lumber's gone up a little bit, but
you're not talking expensive lumber. It's very thin, overlapping lumber, so it's not as expensive and easy to install.
And how about setting the mood in that nice backyard of yours with some string lights?
Yeah, that is
really cool. They have those new lights that are out, and they look fantastic in the backyard. And that you can definitely do for less than $50.
Yeah. or what we call them in our house, party lights.
You know, party lights, yes.
I have a grandson. We have some in my yard that has a wireless remote control, and he's two. He loves to turn them on and turn them off at night. So that's his big thrill, to come over and play with grandma and grandpa's lights.
And they have DIY glass cabinet inserts. Mm-hmm. So you might have a little extra space maybe in your kitchen. Let's say you have white cabinets up and you want to put some glass ones in. You might be able to fit one in. A lot of people are, so I'm seeing these glass inserts also in bathrooms, like over the toilet area. Mm-hmm. They're putting a cabinet, but it has the glass insert, and they could put some towels in them or some knickknacks in them.
Yeah.
You could put your soaps in them. You can decorate it any which way.
Yeah, put nice stuff in it. You don't want to put your medicine cabinet there where everybody goes in there and sees what you're taking.
Exactly.
So be decorative. Remember, people are looking through the glass.
Yes. Oh, God. Here it is, the stenciled patio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, it looks really good, just like this one here. Wish I could show you guys. Let's see. What else we got?
It's some outdoor lighting. You can put those ones that you stick in the ground along your flower beds.
With solar lights.
Yeah, solar lights are cheap. How about the peel and stick wallpaper? Mm-hmm. That is so popular right now. And what is awesome about that is that when you don't like it anymore, you just peel it off.
Well, and some people will put phrases, you know, things that, you know, think positive or something like that. And that's a peel and stick. So you have a painted wall, but you want to decorate it with some words. My granddaughter likes to put little hearts up and so forth on hers. And it's a peel and stick. And it doesn't affect the paint.
I'll tell you, too, that this new peel and stick wallpaper is just fantastic. So in your master bedroom, you know, if you want to do just one wall, you know, behind your bed, it looks great. And, you know, another thing that looks absolutely stunning, and I'm going to end up doing this.
Right.
It's on my list of projects. I'm not going to be conquering it real soon, but because I want to get my kitchen done. But my guest bathroom, I'm going to put it on the ceiling. I'm going to get some big floral thing to put on the ceiling. And it looks amazing.
Now, what you need to do is test people after you do it. How many? Hey, did you notice the wallpaper in my bathroom? They're like, no. You know, no.
They'll be hard pressed not to see it when they walk in. But
you could have something with the sky up there.
You could have something with the sky. You could put anything.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. You know, a lot of times, even in your master bedroom, if you don't want to do any of your walls, put it on your ceiling.
True.
It is really kind of a neat thing that I've seen this on a lot lately on HGTV.
And it also helps if you tried to take the popcorn off the ceiling and you've made some gouges and you want to cover those up, you can just put the wallpaper over it. Nobody will notice how your project removing the popcorn went.
Yes. And I'll tell you, if you want to get rid of some eyesores out in your yard area, you might be able to hide them with, you know, some rocks, some boulders.
Right.
This is a great time of year, and to do your planting. For sure, to do planting. So get outside.
Yes.
Get outside. Get your kids outside.
Now, this weekend,
if you don't want to do it, get some. You know, buy some dirt, some good dirt. Get some plants. Throw your kids out there.
Yes. That's right. Get them in the dirt like we used to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, especially if your kids have been home or, you know, maybe they're not. Not every kid is back in school full time. Some parents are doing it, you know, online. So you want to get. They need their vitamin D. Get it. Kick them out.
Yeah. Get it. Get some fresh air and exercise. This is the time of year before it gets too hot and buggy. Right
that's
now,
that's right. This is perfect for Ryan Prophet with two F's and two T's because he's got like 4 or 5 kids. It's like, get them outside. Get him outside.
Burn off that energy.
He's got a whole community.
He does. Oh, he does. So it's a great project, and it's going to be so rewarding for them when they see them grow.
Yes.
You know, so you can get them to do some planting out there, or, you know, do a little area that they could plant a garden.
Well, teach your kids. That's what my oldest son does. Taught his kids to eat vegetables because he grows them in the backyard. And they go cut them themselves and go inside and cook them. It really fascinated my 8-year-old and 10-year-old grandkids.
That's a good habit to get into.
Yes. And here it says to paint your doorknobs. They're talking about, you know, antiquing them.
Oh, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can, I never even thought of something like that. But, you know, for the homes over in Riverside and Avondale.
Yeah,
and
yeah, definitely.
You know,
just let them dry first before you use them.
Yes, please.
Would you like to come in now?
And you can change some hardware on your kitchen cabinets or on your bathroom cabinets.
Yeah, I've done
so
that.
So just
myself.
Some simple things that you can do here. And we'll be right back with more.
It's all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita will entertain more questions. Carl would love to answer your questions as well. Just give us a call here, 831-0600, Rapid Fire Real Estate.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And if you need to reach me, you can reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I'll be happy to assist you with all your real estate needs. So we have the 12 things, well, several things, I'm going to say. Yeah. Several things longtime Floridians wish they could tell you, newcomers. One, first of all, Floridians want you to know that Florida is full. It says here in big, big, bold letters, no vacancies. I love it.
Wow. I guess that's why we're the third most populous state now. We beat New York State out.
We did, because they're all coming here. And I think what that no vacancy is we're trying to let you know that if you come here, you need to appreciate what we have to offer. Yeah. And it's most likely you're leaving because you didn't like things there, so leave it there.
Yes.
And come here with an open mind. Our state has been open and has been open basically pretty much after 60 days of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of us are proud of that.
But be responsible. Wash your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Use
hand sanitizer. It doesn't mean not be responsible. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, most people are still wearing their masks.
Right.
Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet apart. We still do all those things. But, you know, if you see on the news, they make us sound like we're demons, but we're not. And we do use caution. And
And we have actually restaurants are open in Florida. Mm-hmm. And California, I guess, was pretty much locked down until recently.
Well, they're still locked down.
And in New York,
it's
of course,
a pathetic
that,
place.
That turned into some
Washington's
big problems.
Pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. One of the sports broadcasters with the Super Bowl in Tampa, he was talking about, he was back in New York, and he said, it's like Florida is a free country. You can go into a restaurant. You can
walk up and down the street.
Yeah, so
we do celebrate the 4th of July and have been.
Yeah, exactly. So it was quite interesting to hear the New Yorkers, they came to Florida, and wow, it's very different.
Yes.
But it's a good different. And yeah, we're responsible.
Well, my clients from California, when they landed, literally they landed here and then they met me at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew who they were because when they walked in, they were just in awe. You know, and so I flagged them over, never meeting them before,
right.
And they were just so happy to be able to sit in a restaurant
and enjoy life like it was
yes.
meant to be.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, we take things for granted. We really do. I know I do. I mean, you know, you don't realize you do until you're doing without. And so I am grateful for Florida. For keeping my business open, I appreciate that. So, let's see.
Well, one of the things I had
and
on
it does
my
say,
list.
Oh, go ahead.
It's not the heat; it's the humidity, and I hear that a lot from Northerners come down. They're not used to the humidity down here, but you'll get used to it. Give it 2 or 3 years, and you'll get used to it again.
Everybody told me it would take me 3 years, and they're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It took me 3 years, and each year got a little bit better, and by my third year. If it's 78, my body will tell you it's 78, and I'm reaching for a jacket.
But then on top of that, if you're coming from the northern part of the country, those week to 10 days that we have cold temperatures here, you'll already have the clothing. So don't leave all your jackets and coats up there because you might need them a week or so.
Northeast Florida is not the same exactly as people might have just, you know, palm tree lined streets. And we have that here, but it's not the same as in South Florida or in Tampa. Even Orlando's a little warmer because of where it is.
Exactly. And that's what I tell people that come in, they ask me, they find out I'm a native, and they say, well, what's Florida like? I said, it's the only state where South is Northern and Northern is Southern because of the different attitudes of people and also the topography. I mean, we've got more trees and so forth up here than
we
do down
south.
We do. So.
And that is one they have here is there's a lot more to Florida than just beaches. And that is so true because our landlocked cities, which I would never live at, but I'm a beach person at heart, but our landlocked cities offer beautiful scenery and God, our beautiful oaks.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
there's
we actually
so much
have
beauty.
Very, very more varied here. The trees, this is a good place for people that have never been in Florida or lived here to come. Jacksonville is an area where there's a little bit of the north to the weather. So it's not all tropical all year long. Right. And, of course, it does get actually warmer here in the summer than it does in Miami.
True, because of the tropical breezes and so forth. But, yeah, it's very different. And as far as the cultural, you're going to notice things are a little slower here than if you went further south or went over to Tampa. Cost of living up here is less than other parts of the state. So.
Definitely. So we offer a lot.
Yeah.
And yes, there are alligators here. now, since I've lived here, I saw one baby alligator. That's all I've ever seen. Oh. And I was told that maybe that's all I saw, but they were watching me.
Yeah, that's
what
true.
I was told.
That is true. Yeah,
I'm sure. If you've been a golfer or whatever else, you've probably seen some here.
No, I don't golf, so. Mm-hmm.
But right. I've seen them on our course, and then when I lived in Gainesville for a little while, they would have them down there, some of the swampier areas. So it's when they used to have it as a protected species, and they were very scarce. And now, since they were protected, they came back in abundance, and now they're offering hunting licenses for people that can go and hunt an alligator now. But it's more of a lottery. It's not open season.
You can see them pretty much anywhere, though.
Yes.
But, you know, and sometimes they end up in people's pools.
They do. Very true. Under their car, at their front door.
Exactly. So
that's more down south, though. And hurricane season is real.
Yes, it is.
It is for real. But I can say that here, people don't even move unless it's almost a Category 3.
That's true. Well, we've dodged a bullet. If you ever look at the map of Jacksonville and you draw a straight line north, you're at Cleveland, Ohio.
That's exactly right.
So we're actually indented a little bit and off the Gulf Stream. So that's why the Carolinas get hit, because they jet out a little bit further than we are. And then Miami, people draw Florida, where the main body is straight north and south.
It is.
It's actually tilted a few degrees
It's east. More southeast.
Exactly.
As you go from here, from St. Augustine, I-95 is generally southeast.
Exactly.
It's not directly south. And there are parts of Orlando that the fact that parts of Orlando are further east than Jacksonville. People don't realize that.
That is so true. And that's something people don't realize. So we've been very, very fortunate, knock on wood, that we did not get hit as often as our South Florida counterparts.
No, we don't at all. And I remember when I was new here, you know, when I would hear the tropical storm was coming, you know, I wanted like to pack my car up.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember going to an office meeting at my first place of employment here. And, you know, they're talking about what they were doing for the day. And I'm thinking, are we really still working? Isn't a hurricane coming? And they all laughed at me. And so I've learned through the years that it really isn't a big deal until it's a big deal.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Be prepared. But
yes. Have your water, have your generator, be ready to go.
Yes, but I'm always ready to go with that. So as we get closer to the season, we'll definitely talk about it.
Right. Exactly. And, but then the other thing is talking about the lifestyle here, as we talked before, is very different. But you have a lot of sun here. We're the sunshine state for a reason.
Yes. Sunscreen.
But you can, in the summer, between 2 and 3, set your watch to a rainstorm.
That's correct. As they say, if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes.
Exactly. But definitely plan on your outdoor activities in the morning during the summer, and then give it a chance to rain. And then you get to go back outside, and it's even more humid than it was in the morning.
Yeah, and that's part two. You get sun in the morning and later in the afternoon.
Exactly.
And for our newcomers, nobody wants to hear about how you did it up north.
Exactly. You came
so
here for a reason.
Go.
Get with the program.
That's right. And everyone.
And when you live here, you can call your neighbors or your family up north and say, it's 80 degrees now. How's the snow?
That's yes. Right.
Oh, there's a lot of agents that'll post that on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I do all the time. It's like, I don't even know what that is. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it here. And our newcomers, we hope that you love it here as well. We would love to be of service to you. So don't forget to give us a call at 904-290-1552. And Carl and I are here to serve you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Anita, great show. Carl, always good. Mr.
Pleasure
History.
To be with you, Mr. AJ. Right. Thank you.
Well, it's good stuff. And Anita, take care of yourself.
I will.
Young lady. All right. So, so I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great one.